The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again this afternoon. If you want to find any of our pieces of information when it comes to the news and the information that we do, and our long-form business interviews, you can find us on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook, of course, and all of our long-form business interviews are available on, iTunes, also on Stitcher, Podbean, and TuneIn Radio. With us in studio is Fritz Nordengren. Fritz is the proprietor of a place called the Main Street Studio. Fritz, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good
to have
you.
Michael, thank you much for having me in, and great to see you on a beautiful day.
Another good day.
I'm going to give you credit for the weather.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I need all the credit I can get. What I think is very cool is, and I'm so glad that you imposed on me to come down to your studio to take a look at this, because you have an absolutely beautiful space.
Well, that is very kind of you to say. Thank you. And thank you for visiting.
On the very near north side of the city of Des Moines. So let's see if we can't paint a picture of what this space is, and then we'll get into the utilization of it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the building originally, if you want some history, was built as the Des Moines Casket Company back in 1928. So it's 80 years old, but it's one of the few buildings in the community that is still pretty much as it was back then. So we're talking about completely exposed brick, original wood floors, wide space beams. And when I saw the space, I said it's a perfect photo studio location.
And you got 12-foot ceilings there.
We have 12-foot ceilings, and so that gives photographers lots of room for overhead lighting, backdrops, all those things that are difficult to do in a smaller space or a traditional office.
Right. And one of the things is the setting. And we're trying to paint a picture for you of what this place looks like. And if you are a professional photographer or a business, you're looking to do catalogs, or if you're an individual who is maybe working with an advertising agency someplace and you want a really cool venue to do some work, I was astounded at how beautiful the lighting is in this building.
The lighting is amazing. We have north-facing windows, which means the color temperature, kind of using a technical term there, but the way the light looks in the morning is going to be the same as it looks midday, same as it looks in the afternoon. Now, to paint a picture, we have 3,200 square feet.
Wow.
So that's about the size of the basketball court that you played on in high school. We've got private dressing rooms, and then we have some smaller studio spaces, too, because sometimes your client is not comfortable staying there in front of a camera in the middle of a giant space. So you can take them into a smaller space as well. One of the things that I think makes it very attractive to photographers is this. The overhead on a studio just doesn't make sense if you're a small business, even if you're a medium-sized photographer.
Right.
But you can come in, use the studio for half a day, use the studio for a full day, or let's say you've got a project, you need to take the studio over for a week. That's not a problem. That's what we're designed to do, to give you that flexibility. We're on the second floor, but that's not a challenge either. We have a freight elevator rated to 2,000 pounds. So if you've got an industrial client, you need to bring in heavy equipment, pianos, whatever, you can move it in, you can leave it there, you can shoot it, take it out. I think our advertising clients, too, would appreciate the fact that it's big enough that if your client is one of those, it's hands-on, got to be on the set, got to be making corrections, awesome. We've got space for them. If they're clients that want to be close by, but you kind of want to keep them a little bit off to the side so they're not interfering with the flow, we've got a couple of private rooms we can put them in. They can see the shoot real time with tethered video, so they can see the shots as you're taking them. We're 4 minutes from East Village, so you can be catered by your favorite restaurants, about 12 minutes from Des Moines International Airport, so it's a super convenient location.
Yeah, and one of the cool things about this is called the Main Street Studios, and I know when you and I first visited by phone, I'm going, Main Street, man, there's no Main Street in...
And most people don't know that. It's Main like the state. So we're on the corner of Indiana Avenue and Main Street. To give people a better location, think of the corner of 2nd University where the Colonial Bread sign is. We're on that block. We're just on the other side of the block. So Illinois is down there. Ohio is down there. Kind of sounds like Monopoly.
Right.
But we're right on Main Street and gives us an easy location. One of the few downtown businesses that still has free parking at the street. I mean, that's a plus right there.
There you go. And one of the curious things about that area of Des Moines is that was an industrial area at one time, wasn't it?
It absolutely was. And when I've talked to people that grew up in Des Moines that were down in that area, they have fond memories. You know, the dump was down there. So if you're a kid, nothing more fun than to be able to play in the dump and find new treasures and, you know, things like that. The casket company was known in its day for having a conveyor belt. Apparently the wood would come in the back loading dock and be sent up the conveyor belt to the top floor. That space is still there. The conveyor belt's not anymore. And, you know, with safety regulations and things, that sure. always change. But it's a very historic area. The Iowa Paint Factory is across the street. And there's some a young group of people trying to bring some life and energy back to that.
Isn't it exciting how they're repurposing buildings?
It is, and especially when you can keep their original character, but then also do some things like bring them up to date. You know, we've got air conditioning, we've got heat. You know, a lot of people look at the building like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a cold shoot. It's not. You know, it's heated. AC in the summer, that pays off. Wi-Fi, so you can, you know, still send emails. You're not going back in time to, you know, 1928, but it is nice to see them repurposed.
Fritz Nordengren, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Main Street Studios. This is a fantastic location. And again, I point back because we do photography in our agency, and that's what I do when I'm not doing this. But and when I was there, I mean, the beautiful lighting, you face north.
Yes.
So most of the day, you've got great lighting.
We've got great lighting. We've got good backgrounds.
Yeah.
And you can set up multiple locations. Like, say you have a client and they've got an advertising shoot and they need a family living room, they need a family's bedroom, and they need a coffee shop scene. Well, you can set that up and shoot it in one location. You don't have to drag your crew and incur additional expenses going from location to location to location. That means profitability, but also client satisfaction. They're going to be happy with you.
What about equipment? Do you have equipment that folks can utilize there, or is this bring your own stuff?
Absolutely. It can be a combination of both. We have lighting equipment you can rent. We have otherwise all the grip stuff, so light stands, clamps, paper backdrops, seamless backdrops, hand-painted backdrops, furniture and props, all available. And in the building also is an event rental company. So if you need anything, tables, fabrics, chandeliers, I mean, whatever you need, they have it and it's available for rent. And you don't have to worry about delivery charges or essing. So it's like having a little bit of Hollywood right there. And you can dress your set any way you need to. And, you know, we talked about the elevator a little bit. We've had the state championship bonsai tree. Now, if you can picture this, it had to be lifted on a hydraulic jack hoist to move it. But that was photographed there. We've had world-class ballerinas. We've had some video productions done there. I mean, every day it's a different shoot.
Well, let's turn our attention to that, video shoots. Tell us about the utilization of the facility. Clearly, you know, photography, stills,
absolutely,
one thing.
Yep.
Video, another thing. What about the sound quality and things like that?
You know, anybody that's managed on-location sound is going to love working there. It's a big space, so it's got some natural, you know, reverberation, but it's not an echo chamber. If you're doing any kind of B-roll or if you're shooting music video where you've got playback, not a problem. And that's one of the nice things, too, is you don't have to worry about annoying the neighbors. Like, if you've got a music video and you're going to play the music video over and over and over again, our neighbors aren't going to complain. That's not going to be an issue.
Wow. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. The music video thing would be perfect up there.
And, you know, Des Moines, you know, first of all, Des Moines has always been known for having an amazing talent of photographers in the community. But we're seeing a lot of innovative and very impressive video people who are starting to do some things. And they're continuing to do what they've done. And so it's another opportunity for them. Again, they can take the studio over for a week, shoot their production and be done.
So what, Fritz, got you into this? I mean, this opportunity for you to have this beautiful space and then utilize it amongst many. You're a photographer yourself, but many other individuals, and have that as a business plan. Where'd that come from?
Well, I think two things. The studios like this don't exist in town anymore. There are a couple of big video studios, but the big photo studios aren't around anymore. Mm. And secondly, just like you described, yes, I've got a pretty extensive photography background, but I wanted to create a space that when a photographer walked in, they felt like it was their studio. They didn't walk in and feel like they were borrowing Fritz's studio or borrowing somebody else's studio.
Sure.
And so there's no other branding. There's not like a wall full of my images or somebody else's images. Because I think, you know, as a photographer, there's nothing more embarrassing than having a photo on display. Your client walks in and says, oh, my gosh, that's a beautiful picture. Did you take it? No, I didn't. You know, so, I mean, it's a very neutral space. Encourage photographers to bring their own branding and signage. You know, put a sign up on an easel so your clients feel like they're in your studio.
Got it. Well, and that's also another important project. I mean, I'm just thinking about all these possibilities. Not only can you bring your own signage, but you can bring some of the past work. So if you're dealing you've got a place there that I saw that you can go ahead and stack those things.
Absolutely.
And yeah, people can say, hey, I like this or what?
I like that. And, you know, a lot of people love digital photography. They love digital images. We love sharing on Facebook. We love being able to send to Aunt Ruth in Virginia or whatever.
Sure.
But when people see a printed photograph that you've done, they tend to want to buy something like that, or they see the quality that you're able to produce with. So basically, one or two print sales covers your studio costs, you know. And from the commercial standpoint, if you've got an image board, you know, like these are the kinds of looks we're going for to create for this ad campaign.
Sure.
Everybody on the team says, okay, this is what we're looking for. This is the style. This is the approach. And so, again, you can come in, take over that studio as long as you need it. And the good news is when you're done with it, you don't have to pay for it anymore. You walk away.
You walk away, yeah. You don't
Your
have that.
Accountant's like that, yeah.
The ongoing rental. Fritz Nordengren, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Main Street Studio on Main Street, M-A-I-N-E Street, here in Des Moines. One of the other things, and I think this is very interesting, is there are so many photographers, so many videographers here in town, and they may be working out of their home. They
yes.
may be working out of the back of a truck.
Yep.
They may be working, you know, doing what they're doing. This opportunity, they can have this whole studio to themselves.
Absolutely. They can have the studio to themselves. They can be big without having to pay for big. You know, if you go through any of our city parks on a nice fall or spring day,
oh, they're out there.
They're out there and they're all lined up, and it's kind of like a floating camp of photographers. This gives you something a little bit different. It reassures that client that as your business is growing, that they're coming to a safe place, that you've got a reputation. You know, the client's isn't like a retail store like a Hy-Vee where somebody's coming back every week, but they're going to come back to you to shoot the pictures once a year, a couple of times a year, whatever, depending on where their family situation is.
Very interesting. It's a neat space. And again, I toured this just the other day and I was just blown away by how cool this place is. And if you are a professional photographer or a videographer or in the agency business, one of the places you ought to be checking out is the Main Street Studio. Good stuff, Fritz.
Hey, thanks so much for having me in and talking about it.
I really do appreciate it. You know, anybody that's got that creative stuff going on. And I wanted to comment something that you just said about the scads of people that line up for doing professional photography at any number of those very local places that
we have.
I mean, I'll bet you it would be really interesting to do something like a study on the top 10 locations for shooting in Des Moines.
Yeah.
And I would bet that if you do that, you're going to see so much similarity.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's easy to shoot on location. I've shot on location. I mean, most of my work has been documentary, so I'm on location a lot.
Yeah.
But by being able to be inside, you control weather. I mean, it rains, you know, 60, I don't know how many days, but like 60 some days
Enough.
A year. And, you know, and that's one other thing to think about too, is most of the time we think about wedding photographers. And so wedding photographers right now are saying, well, I don't need a studio. We're in a great backup plan for that. You've got your family formals. You've got to shoot. The church isn't available, and all of a sudden it's raining. Where are you going to take everybody dressed up in their finest to get this picture done? So that's another option for us.
Street Studio, ladies and gentlemen, with Fritz Nordengren. Thanks, Fritz, for doing this.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, we're going to back out of here, find out what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you that when the Fed first announced their plans for a rate increase, the numbers were looking good. And then, well, reality set in, and there went the Dow. We'll have it all when we come back on the Business News Hour.
I am older now. I have more than what I wanted. But I wish that I had started long before I did. And there's so